This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Great to have our crew with us here on a phenomenal Football Friday. Our executive producer, Scott Lynn, technical director, Bill Matz. Our board up, filling in for the great Jake the Snake Hassan, is the great David Dykstra. Been great to have Dave with us the last couple of days. We'll hear from David a little later in this hour. Little holiday music roundtable on You Better You Bet. And of course, with us today and every single day on the show is God's Perfect Creation, our video producer, the one, the only, the great Downtown, Mike Brown. Going to be joined momentarily by Brad Evans from SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and Bally Sports. 20 minutes from now, Colin Wilson joins us from the Action Network. All his plays for Conference Championship Weekend in college football. The Big S Power Hour starts 1 hour from right now, and it's 2 hours of picks, 2 hours of bets, 2 hours of sports. The 5 p.m. hour Eastern Time, hour number 3 on a phenomenal Football Friday, dedicated to the National Football League, all our plays for NFL Sunday, and then the final hour of the show. We got 5 games on the ice tonight, courtesy of Bill Matz. 9 games in the NBA. Ken and I will handicap all of them. Side total and props. We got college hoops, not just for today, but overnights from Friday into Saturday. And Ken, I would imagine that that is just an absolute bear for you, right? With the Saturday card generally being the most expansive.
Yeah, the, excuse me, sorry. The overnight card for Saturday, usually it's several commercial breaks of inputting and then just making sure the lines are all correct and everything. Because, you know, I think the openers, I don't think they've come out yet, even for Saturday. Usually they'll, sometime in the next 2 hours, depending on which book you use for openers, they'll be released. So yeah, during commercial breaks, just keep checking. I've tried to streamline the process as much as possible, but yeah, Saturday, there's just so many games, even on these kind of like random December Saturdays before we get into conference play fully. It's but that also means ton of games to talk about, ton of bets. So segment will be a lot better as a result of it.
Speaking of ton of games and speaking of a ton of bets, joining us right now, as promised, in his regular spot here on a phenomenal Football Friday is the great Brad Evans. You follow him on Twitter, and if you don't, rectify this grievous error on Twitter at Noisy Huevos, the executive producer of all gaming content for our friends over at Bally Sports. Awesome host over at SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. He's absolutely fantastic, giving us prop bets and general thoughts on the National Football League every single week here on You Better You Bet. Brad, welcome back to the show. Hope it was an awesome Thanksgiving for you and your family. Hello, hello.
Hola, amigos! Yes, I have gained roughly 15 pounds in pure fat. It was phenomenal. I've got an extra fold, and I'm rather proud of it, gentlemen.
An extra fold. Unbelievable. Brad, yep. Let's usually the games we try to pick out are, you know, games where you might have a lot of props, games with high totals. I know there's a lot of quarterback concern still in some games, a lot of weather concern in a couple other games. So we'll try to target some games where it seems likely that you'll have some strong prop thoughts. I look at Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and I see potential points there. I see, obviously, you know, we have the Antonio Brown situation, but it looks like Tampa's going to have their full complement of skill position players besides that. Tampa, a 10.5 point favorite, one of the higher totals on the board. Only a couple over 50 this week. Total of 50.5. Anything for you, side total props in Brady v. Ryan, Tampa, Atlanta.
Yeah, I love Tequila Tom. I'm toasting him on the over on 2.5 passing touchdowns. Got it at plus 120. And look, he went for uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco passing touchdowns in the first matchup. Atlanta's just a void of anything defensively right now. And you know, even though he's down to Antonio Brown, and we'll see if he even, you know, returns to Tampa Bay Buccaneers at any point this season, he's got his boy back. And Gronk, who had a pair of touchdowns in that first matchup, only had 4 catches for 39 yards. But I think Tom Brady, you know, spread the love to Chris Godwin. to Mike Evans, Brashad Perriman may even get in the mix now as he's been signed off the practice squad. You know, Leonard Fournette's always good for 30 to 40 receiving yards every single week. And of course, Gronk, I think there's a really good shot for him to get in the end zone three times vertically. So at plus odds, I'll get seduced by the juice. I took the over on Gronk as well in the 52 and a half receiving yards. He's done this over a string of games here of late. He is healthy. He's finding the soft spots in coverage. You know, you're going to need multiple horse tranquilizers to bring him down in the open field once he has the ball in his hands. And Atlanta's just, again, they've struggled in so many facets defensively. Now, interesting, only one tight end has gone over this number this season. That was Mike Gesicki against the ATL. But the way that Gronk is firing in all cylinders right now, I love him. And one of my favorite ones, honestly, this week, guys, and it might be, you know, cray-cray, but Cordero Patterson. It's a low set line on rush yards at 33.5. I will take the over on it. Coming off a season-high 16 carries, over 100 yards last week, you know, battling through the mild high ankle sprain. Doesn't look like it was bothering at all. He was so explosive and so powerful. Again, he's been the show Otani of fantasy football this season, the ultimate hybrid. And again, with this line being so low and seven running backs have gone over this, I think through just sheer volume and attrition, Patterson is going to get the over on that 33.5 rush yards line. So those are three pops that I like in this Bucks Falcons game that, let's be honest, the only way you're watching this is if you're a Tampa fan, a better or a fantasy player.
Right. And to your point about Patterson too, like second game back from injury, basically. So like, obviously, yeah, like hasn't been himself, and, you know, maybe always a good horse racing terminology. Second off a layoff usually produces a really good effort. So football players coming back from injury, sometimes you get the same thing. Another game that stayed at a high total. So I took a contrarian under on this game, Brad, this Chargers Bengals game. I was like, maybe some weather might creep in. Little high total versus my projection, but I kind of understand that the Chargers have been going over in basically every single game. It's Burrow, it's Herbert, it's a lot of skill position players that are sort of tantalizing from a prop standpoint. So I'm curious, now that the weather seems to, at least as of today, not maybe going to be as much of an issue, the total is therefore held at about 50.5. Bengals about a 3.5 point favorite. Any thoughts for you on matchup of two highly touted quarterbacks with bright futures, Herbert and Joe Burrow?
Yeah, really, I want to focus on the ground game more than anything else. It's all about Joe Mixon. It's his show right now, and Cincinnati's built perfectly for cold weather. It's been unseasonably mild here in the Midwest. It's a balmy 58 degrees outside my home here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area in central Illinois. So I know there is going to be some weather, and there's going to be some dramatic changes for this weekend, including there in Cincinnati. But as the mercury drops, Mixon is going to heat up, and he's been doing that here these last couple of weeks. 58 rush attempts. For 288 rush yards, he's top 10 in yards after contact per attempt, top 10 in missed tackles forced, and now you get the Chargers. And it is very well known, very well publicized, their struggles in defending the run. Their gap coverage has been lousy, and it's going to continue. And, you know, statistically, they're giving up 4.63 yards per carry, 121.5 rush yards per game just to the running back position. Five RBs have gone over the proposed 83.5. rush yards total where I got it at. It's up to 86.5 at some books. To be honest, I play this up to like 92.5, 93.5. I would not be at all shocked that Joe Mixon recorded his third consecutive 100-yard game. And then on the other side, I do like Mike Williams to a certain extent on the over 52.5 receiving yards. It's been a bit of a yo-yo up and down his last four, split right down the middle, up and two, down and two. But it gets Eli Apple in coverage. I know Costos has probably got thoughts about Eli Apple. He's given up a 64.4 catch rate to his assignments this season. Williams with the premier field stretchers. If there is going to be a big, massive chunk gain down the field, hell, Williams could get this, or at least half of it, on one catch alone. I think he's going to catch 4 to 5 balls in this one. So those are the only two props I got locked in on this one, but I love that Mixon one. One of my favorite on the board here in week 13.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like the Nixon one very much. Let's go to, I think that was Nick last week,
Eli
too,
Apple,
on Nixon as well.
Eli Apple sucks, by the way.
Right, yes. I was like waiting for the Apple comment. I was like, I got the next question. I know Nick's going to want to say something about Eli Apple.
It fell really far from the tree, straight to hell.
Nice. That's something. Brett, straight to hell. Let's go to Vegas next. That seems like an appropriate transition.
Yeah.
Washington, Vegas, another game, pretty high total game where we kind of have a pretty good idea injury wise what we're going to see in the game. Again, seems perfect weather. Seems like maybe some prop opportunities available in this game as well. Washington playing so well recently. Vegas with one of their best wins of the season against Dallas. So both teams come into the game with a lot of momentum. Vegas 1.5 with a total of 49.5. Where are you at right now? Props on Vegas and the football team.
All right, boys, hold on to something. I'm going a multi-unit wager, two-unit wager, Antonio Gibson over 2.5 receptions, a two-unit wager, Antonio Gibson over 67.5 rush yards, a two-unit wager on the over 16.5 rush attempts on, oh, you guessed it, Antonio Gibson. The trifecta, baby! I'm all in on the fighting football. J.D. McKissic is out. A man who has a last name that a lot of people called me in high school, Smallwood. Wendell Smallwood is going to be the J.D. McKissic type in this game. And Antonio Gibson, guys, is going to have a prominent role as a three-down running back in this contest. We know that Vegas has struggled defending the run. Their gap coverage has been equally lousy this season as the Chargers. So Antonio Gibson's going to truck all over him. Hell, he almost had 40 touches last week, nearly four, in a competitive, highly contested game against Seattle. They are riding him. He is their stallion, their workhorse. And again, just based on the matchup alone and knowing that his role is growing as a pass catcher, I just love everything about Antonio Gibson. So if you want to get in, if you I always say fade or follow, that's up to you. And you believe what I'm selling right now, then you better follow your backside right now to the sports book, wherever you're betting, and get on these overs now, because I guarantee those totals are going to climb. They're already starting to climb for Antonio Gibson right now in the rush yards department. I think it's up close to 70 from the open at 67.5 where I got it. So I love that. I got my eye out for anything Foster Moreau in this game with Darren Waller out. I'm hoping that his receiving yards prop is going to open somewhere in the mid to high 20s. Last time that Darren Waller exited stage left and Moreau was elevated in the starting lineup was against the Eagles. I understand the Eagles are a better matchup, but the fighting footballs haven't put up much of a fight when it comes to defending the tight end. in that game against the Eagles, 6 catches on 6 targets, 60 yards and a touchdown. He come close to duplicating that, so I love that one. And then as well, too, if I can get a DeSean Jackson longest catch prop, I'll be in on that. Because, again, Washington struggled so terribly against the pass this season that Derek Carr is always good for 4 to 5 deep chucks down the field. One of those is going to be to DeSean Jackson, probably for like a 40, 50-yard gain.
That makes a ton of sense, Brad. So that's Washington and Vegas. A couple of your thoughts on for sure. Indianapolis played a really interesting game last week against Tampa Bay, obviously like super high scoring game, maybe the game of the week. Jonathan Taylor, even like coming into that game, was starting to get some MVP buzz. Indy comes off that game and they come into a game against Houston. It feels like maybe could be a little bit more high scoring than people expect. Obviously, Carson Wentz and the Indy offense been a little bit better as the season has gone along. Anything for you in Colts, Texans, maybe like the Colts against the spread, they're starting to take money. They're almost in some places a 10-point favorite, total 45.5. Anything for you in Colts, Texans?
Yeah, I think the spread is spot on. I'm a little scared. I mean, Houston has been far more competitive than I think any of us, in our wildest imagination could have expected. This is going to be the Jonathan Taylor show. Jonathan Taylor in the first match, 14 carries, 145 yards on the ground and a pair of touchdowns. It is rare, as we know, unless your name is Derrick Henry, that we see a player prop for a running back in the triple digits on the ground. It applies to Jonathan Taylor. But he's in that rarefied air right now. He has entered into Derrick Henry territory. And I'm still taking the over on 104.5 or 105.5. Houston can't stop the run. They're giving up 4.8 yards per carry just at the running back position. Taylor is special. And he should be in the MVP conversation because he is the straw that stirs the drink. The offensive line has been outstanding in setting the edge, setting their blocks, and just having him just sprint through. And he's just so devastating in the open field, either sprinting away or just running over people. He's forced the most missed tackles of any running back in the league. He's top 3 in yards after contact per attempt. And I also like him to go over on his longest run prop, which is set at 20.5 yards. He's done this 9 times. Did it against the Texans in the first matchup. I got a gut feeling he's going to rip off like a 40, 45 yarder for a long touchdown. And we're going to get pretty close to halfway there to go Bon Jovi on you, living on a prayer. And that may happen by halftime. So, I mean, don't be shocked. When that first half is over, that Jonathan Taylor has like 75 yards and a touchdown on the ground, and we've already cashed a ticket on that over longest rush.
Yeah, no, it makes a ton of sense. Brad, we only have a couple minutes left with you. I want to make sure we kind of get the best of the best here and maybe even college basketball for you on the way out. So maybe in about 60 seconds here, you know, a couple props for the NFL, at least, that we have not yet gone over that you really love this weekend in about a minute.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take the under on Kenyon Drake, 15.5 receiving yards. Guy only played 14.7% of the snaps last week. He's ran under 9 routes in a game in 5 of his last 6, has been under this in 4 of his last 5. I don't think he's going to get there. Love Brandon Ayuk over 59.5 receiving yards against the Seahawks, and Squeaky Wheel gets the grease. DK Metcalf opened at 56.5 receiving yards. They said they want to get him more involved. I guarantee they will. It's DK Metcalf. It's a rivalry game against San Francisco. They're absolutely desperate for Seattle. He may hit this by midway through the second quarter if DK gets his way.
Yeah, and Brad, obviously, college basketball, one of your things, Fighting Illini, like really plugged into a lot of teams. And obviously this is feast week just ended. There's a ton of college hoops games, big day tomorrow, Saturday, with a ton of big matchups. Here in about a minute, just some of your favorite looks for Saturday, things that you're thinking about, maybe a future or two, just whatever you got kind of cooking for college basketball here in, let's say, about 45 seconds.
Yeah, unfortunately, dive into the slate tomorrow, but I got one for tonight that I like. I'm taking the under in the Iowa Purdue game. I got it at 162.5. It's down, I think, to like 160.5, 161. Purdue's the best team in the country, pound for pound. There's no doubt about it. There are no weaknesses with this team, and they're going to try to slow Iowa down. Iowa lives in transition. They're one of the most efficient offenses in the country, top 3 in that category. So is Purdue. Purdue's actually number 1 adjusted offensive efficiency, but this is going to come down to tempo. Zach Edey, Jordan Ivey trying to apply a stranglehold on Iowa and keep them in the half court, really disrupt them, and I think they will. So I think this line will, or this total will finish well south of the 162.5 where I got it at. And again, I would play that down about 160, 160.5 there in the end. And I like Virginia tonight. I think Pittsburgh is the worst team in the ACC, so I lay the chalk there. I think it's at 13.5, 14. I think the Cavaliers bounce back from losing to Iowa, who impossibly won with a defensive play.
Brad, I know Nick wishes he could chime in a little bit more, but he's got tech issues. But thanks very much for joining us. Obviously, good luck with all the bets this weekend. And, go hit the Chubb Club. Go get the VIP bottle service, right? Have a good one.
Yeah, you know it, baby. I'm going to be partying. Bet the under on Saquon Barkley this week as well. Love you, Costos. Love you, boys. Good luck this week.
Thanks. Nick, you want to take us to break? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Colin Wilson, Action Network, coming up on the other side. College football picks for the weekend here on You Better You Bet.
He's alive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.